You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
It's about to strike six. It's about to strike six. Are you ready? There should be like a historic countdown or something, right?
We are right there.
Free agency is about to open. We have given you
It's 6 o'clock.
There it is. Boom.
There it is.
This is an exciting time. Look at Mike Ryan. You look crazed. You look manic. You look methy. you look a bit methy. Bobby Portis. Where has Bobby Portis gone? We need to find out immediately.
We got a couple of deals before the deal. We got Devin Booker finalizing a 4-year Supermax with the Suns.
We got
the 2-time reigning MVP finalizing his. So,
wow. $264 million for Jokic.
Biggest deal ever. Yep, Jokic.
How many computers does Shams have open right now?
Malik Monk to the Kings. Oh, screw you, LeBron. Screw you and all that.
Wait a minute. They needed him for any packages. They don't have any packages that have any value.
Oh, DeAndre Jordan to Denver. DeAndre Jordan to Denver.
I knew that. Isaiah Hartenstein. Hartenstein to the Knicks. Whoa. What an upset. Like,
how much is it? How much
is it? He's going to Orlando. 2 years, $16.7 million. Oladipo, what, $11 million? What are you doing?
Back with the Heat. Victor Oladipo has returned to the Miami Heat for a 1 year. $11 million deal. Amin, take a deep breath.
Amin, let's get your thoughts here. Amin, you've been the worst national critic of Oladipo here. All the reports were that Oladipo was going elsewhere. Did he just become a trade piece?
Yes, he might have just re-signed with the Brooklyn Nets. I think the biggest, most impactful thing is the Woj report that Bradley Beal, who has never shown you anything other than he will collect as much money as possible, has re-upped with the Washington Wizards on the max. Yeah,
he'll demand
his trade in 2 years, and that'll be that.
Look at this. Nicholas Batum being reunited with his Clippers.
Yes.
I thought he retired on the Clippers 4 seasons ago.
Hey, PJ Tucker just left the door. He went back. He went to Philly, folks. 3 years, $33 million fully guaranteed.
Oh, boy.
That one hurts you, Mike. Oh, that is a punch. Look at Mike. Look at Mike's sour face. Mike, they did that same conversation I was having over the weekend. The Heat did think that they were going to be able to, in an offer to PJ Tucker, they were going to come about $1 million short after taxes and everything else. And that was being talked about as a movable piece in, you know, that could be traded for someone like Durant. So that, I mean, they were trying to put the pieces in place that included Tucker there.
I'm more devastated about the Oladipo thing. $11 million is a lot. It's 1 year.
For what? Oh, unless.
It's filler.
Building blocks. Yes. I can move my building blocks.
That's tremendous analysis by you. I mean, I'm so proud to have you in the event there are children watching, and in the event that parents are watching with their children and you need to get your kids to love the transaction in sports. That doesn't make any sense otherwise, does it? That's a contract to be traded. And I do think that you guys have to think of a third team when it involves the Miami Heat. They're going to have to be creative here. Am I wrong? You guys think I'm wrong on the idea that they could get Kevin Durant without giving up Bam somewhere.
All right, here's the deal. If you Victor Oladipo reunion with the Indiana Pacers, Miles Turner and Malcolm Brogdon for Bam Adebayo, then you ship those three pieces up to Brooklyn and get that deal done. Oladipo, Bam Adebayo to the Indiana Pacers for Malcolm Brogdon and Miles Turner. You get around that whole designated rookie extension hang up, and you basically get Kevin Durant with Tyler Hero and that package. Portland Trail Blazers guard Anthony Simons, 4-year, $100 million contract extension.
Wow. $100 million. I'm reading some of these. You remember that old Chappelle Show sketch? Like, who the fuck is Renee Zellweger? That's what I'm feeling right now when I'm seeing some of these names and the money I'm going for.
My name's
who the fuck
Leonard
is Renee Zellweger?
You're one to talk, though, as the guy who saw Tyler Johnson. I remember. Yeah. I don't think Woj ever said a more shocking thing on our show than when he informed us. You guys realize that Tyler Johnson is going to get $50, $60 million this offseason, because we hadn't realized that at that time how much the collective bargaining agreement had changed and how many guys like that were going to get. Oh, look at this. Bobby Portis is going back to the Bucks.
Oh, he did it again.
4 years, $49 million. Look how happy Tom is there. Yes. Right now, are Woj and Shams like going crazy? Who's winning the war between the getting of information right now?
Well, we know Woj is. Yeah, Shams, in terms of volume, has him beat. I think in terms of the biggest story that's been reported today, you're not going to top the Shams bomb, the ShamWow of him, of the Durant move. But the Bradley Beal right now, we know Woj is in good with Bartlestein, so he had exclusive domain over that, and that's probably the biggest deal that's been announced right now.
Do you guys think this is fun for them? This can't be fun.
Yes, it is. It's invigorating. Dan, this is what they live for. This is what their whole year is gearing up for. This day, draft day, trade deadline. 3 days, that's all they live for. Everything else is just filler in between, just waiting to get to this day.
Remember when Adam Schefter said he hasn't stepped foot into a football stadium in years? This is what they live for. They don't go to the games. They don't care about the actual games.
I'm applying my prism. I mean, when I had to break news, I sobbed in the Miami Herald bathroom at midnight because I hated this so much.
Soft. Like,
I don't like waking up in the morning being real worried that someone else found out that Bobby Portis got a 4th year in Milwaukee. I don't want to care about that.
Noted beta male.
You know what's funny, Dan? That's funny. What's funny is that back then it was a lot more obvious. If you got beat, you got beat by hours, right? You woke up and it's already broken. Now you could literally just tweet a minute after every other newsbreaker. I had it. They just had it a little faster than me, right? You can't like blame me. Like, well, it was hours.
I thought
ago.
About this on draft night, though. Like, what are you doing? We're getting the draft picks out there seconds before they're announced on television. It's like, what are we doing?
There you go, James Harden.
Whoa! What does that mean?
Hold on. How about this? The salary cap has been set at 123.65, which is different because we thought it was going to be 122. It's higher. The luxury tax is higher. The good times are back. It's the roaring 20s in the NBA. We're spending money again, guys. Remember the pandemic? I don't. Just spend money. Oh, my God. This is great.
I don't believe.
$9 billion.
I don't believe in the middle of a free agency special minutes after the deadline that, whoa, we're back in the roaring 20s. I don't believe the salary cap going up by $1.5 million deserved. You said you started that with James Harden. And then you went, whoa, and it seemed like you were going to give us some exclusive James Harden information. Instead, you went back a century and gave us the roaring 20s.
It's a new century, Dano.
Witty in the chat is saying, I think he got faked. Wait a minute. Are you backtracking that you got duped by a fake account, Amin?
When did I say anything? I just said James Harden, and then I started talking about
the
salary.
You said, whoa, you did. James Harden.
That's what happened.
What did I say?
What
did I say? I said
James. I know that.
That is 100%. 100%. Zach, you're familiar with this fraud. Let's welcome in Zach Harper. You're familiar with this fraud. What? Please show us how counterfeit Amin is.
You can tell because Amin is now trying to distract into something else, right? That's when you know he's lying, is when, because if he's in the right, he will hammer that thing head on all day.
I am right.
He will come at
you. I'm right. The salary cap went up.
What James Harden? I have all the notifications that you have, but I don't see anything about James Harden. I see Daniel House to the Sixers.
What did you get fooled by? I mean, were you looking at porn again?
It's fine.
Yes, I was watching
James Harden. That's what it was.
He's hardening. Yes. Look at this. Daniel House. To the Philadelphia 76ers, Amin. This is exactly what we're talking about. It's Houston Sixers. They're just bringing it back. PJ Tucker and Daniel House. You know Mike D'Antoni's just sitting out there waiting just at the door in the arena. Just like, come on. It's insane. Daniel House, Jimmy Butler. I mean, sorry, James Harden. You got the CEO from Houston all in Philly. Where's Isaiah Hartenstein? He already signed. Oh, no. We could have brought back Isaiah.
Yeah, could have got the band Knicks back together, everything. But no.
Oh, man. Here's a stat. A_Jarnold tweets out, Steph Curry and Kelly Oubre Jr. have played more games together than Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Hold on. Tom, Chris Haynes, Mo Bamba reached an agreement with the Orlando Magic, 2 years, $21 million. His agent, Mark Bartelstein and Greer Love of Priority Sports sell Yahoo. Does this mean that, like, somewhere Adrian is about to commit like Harry Carey or like, how could he not? Well,
Amin, this is going to be the most fascinating thing for me right now in free agency. Did the Mo Bamba news make Isaiah Hartenstein potentially change course, or did Isaiah Hartenstein changing course make Mo Bamba now attractive again to the Orlando Magic?
I think it's
that's the
opposite
of free agency, right?
I think Isaiah Hartenstein shifted gears, and then as a result, the Orlando Magic said, well, we lost our big, which, by the way, I don't know what that means for the Knicks, because they already have Mitchell Robinson.
Sure.
Who's up for a new deal, I believe. They've got, what's my man, Jericho Sims. So what does signing Isaiah Hartenstein mean for them, other than they're back to collecting too many of the same thing?
Mitchell Robinson is good. That's what it says.
That he's gone. Mitchell Robinson is a wrap. Yeah. He's out of here. Yeah.
Here's how I know that Mike Ryan
is very busy right now, just looking for valets, and he's private. He's doing some private dick work on the internet here, and different from the kind that Amin did.
Yeah,
you guys keep just barfing up the same alerts that everybody else has. I'm out here in these streets looking for the real newsbreakers, the cupcake shop owners, the web designers that put Cavs colors on a website. This is where I win.
Yes, find the guy who made like Kuzma's outfit, that blousy outfit that he wore. I bet you that there are all sorts of people in the know here who are not at microphones right now on behalf of Metal Arc Media.
Here's how I know that the Kevin Durant trade demand was in the works for several days, because Woj's tweet had more than 8 words in it. You're telling me that when Kevin Durant opts for a trade, that Woj doesn't have that text already written in his drafts? Because if I just found out that Woj that Kevin Durant is out and wants to trade, I'm just saying it in 3 words. KD is out. That's it.
Whoa.
If it just happened.
No.
Joe Ingles to the Bucks, according to Renee Ingles, his wife.
I need a second source.
Don't believe her. Don't believe her. Questionable source.
This Ezra Miller seems to have a lot of problems. We're never going to see that Flash movie.
No. Some might say he was a flash in the pan.
They, them.
Most wouldn't.
Zach, do you have good Durant stuff for us? What have been your observations on the Durant stuff that you have found most interesting?
I think it's funny that all of a sudden we're trying to throw together packages of like, hey, they'd still be willing to play together between Kyrie and KD. Like, that isn't trying to match $80 million in salary. Like, maybe 3 teams can do it and no one can do it well. And this idea that the Nets would be happy about like, hey, we could bring Anthony Davis in as part of this and we'll bring Russ in, because that worked out so well for the Lakers, as we're trying to remain competitive because we don't have draft picks over the next 5 years. Like, the Rockets get all of our draft picks. So let's try to be competitive with AD and street clothes all the time, Ben Simmons in street clothes all the time, and whatever the fuck Russ is doing out there. Like, who knows what we could be, but they're gonna try to be competitive. Like, they're not gonna try to throw KD to like the Kings, right? They're not gonna do that. You still have to keep up some of these impressions of like, hey, if we sign a free agent, we sign a big name free agent and it doesn't work out, we'll send them where they want to go. You still have to play that game, but they're like, I just don't see how you can package $80 million of salary together.
I love that he just nuked all of that. I love it.
Ezra Miller allegedly choked somebody in Berlin just now.
Just now?
Just now? What are they, live streaming?
Let's get into that. How is Ezra Miller crime.com? How is Ezra Miller in Vermont, Hawaii, and in Berlin all at once?
He's like,
he really is a Bay Ben.
Yeah. Is KD
the Flash?
You guys are just searching the internet right now. Is that all?
That's what lives, that's what all free agency and trade deadline lives essentially become.
If you got to feel. Hey, by the way, Tyus Jones returns to the Grizzlies. That's a big one, huh? How about that? Wesley Matthews returns to the Bucks. A lot of returns so far, right? We haven't had a lot of changing of the laundry, so to speak.
To me, the most surprising deal, just because nobody really has good sources with the Miami Heat except for one of us here in the Zoom, obviously me.
But I didn't know Oladipo was coming back. I did not know.
Is that a panic move because they lost out on PJ? Is that the deal before the deal?
The deal before the deal. That should be a game show, right? Yeah, welcome back to the deal before the deal. I'm your host, Amino Hassan, and behind door number one, we've got a deal for Victor Oladipo. But is it the deal, or is it the deal before the deal? All right, let's ask our contestant, Mike Ryan. Mike, you're from Pembroke Pines, Florida. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be on here. I'm going to have to say at $11 million for one season, I'm going to say deal before the deal.
Survey says, "Ooh, it's the deal." Sorry,
No.
That was waiters. No.
What do you mean? What is happening there? That everybody was reporting. Everybody was reporting. Victor Oladipo is leaving Miami and is going to test free agency. Not leaving and then going to sign back in. And then next thing you know, after Kevin Durant makes his trade request, now you've got a specific number, 1 year, $11 million, and all of a sudden he's returning when no one had that.
Well, I think with that, Dan, is he tested free agency, and then the Heat said, "We'll give you $11 million this year." And he's like, "Whoa, the test is over. You passed." Like, I'll just go with that.
Guys, I hate to interrupt this thrilling conversation, but Amir Coffey has agreed to a 3-year, $11 million deal with the Clippers.
That's a nice pick-me-up.
Think you guys need to start giving the credit to the people who are reporting this, not just because it's Woj both times and you're not reporting this exclusively, but because I'm also enjoying the way, just the greasiness of the transaction, where you get free agent Tyus Jones returning to the Memphis Grizzlies on a 2-year, $30 million deal. His agent, Kevin Bradbury of at Rep Basketball, tells ESPN. And then the other sourcing.
Dan, Rep 1. Basketball. It's not Rep Basketball. It's Rep 1 Basketball. You got to get
my
it right,
bad.
Dan.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. That's different than the than what Chris Whittingham is saying is the saddest Woj tweet of the day. Go ahead, Zach.
I have breaking news here that the Lakers have acquired some championship experience by signing Damian Jones, the big man
formerly
of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Your deal, sources tell ESPN, which I read.
Wow, they lose Malik Monk and then they go with Damian Jones. I thought you were gonna go with Damian Lillard. I kind of feel like, Amin, is there another, like, if everyone starts loading up on stars, Kevin Durant, does Damian Lillard just say, you know what, I want out? Like, I can't beat the Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant. I can't beat with the Golden State Warriors get Kevin Durant. I kind of feel like that's the next domino to fall, is that Damian Lillard just looks around and says, I mean, why am I doing it? Everyone's switching teams. Enough of this loyalty stuff.
Tom, you think he just figured that out right now? He figured it out before last season even started. It's just that we're in this weird game of chicken between him and the Blazers or who's going to be the first one to say this thing is over. Each one wants to preserve their, you know, public relations kind of curating with the local community. So no one wants to be the one to actually say, yeah, this thing's over. This can't have happened to him. If he's figured it out, it wasn't now. I mean, it was at the trade deadline when they did everything they could to make sure that they wouldn't be a play-in tournament team. It's par for the course.
I insist that you guys can take me behind the scenes on what happened here, what Chris Whittingham was calling the saddest Woj tweet of the day. Amir Coffey signing for 3 years, $11 million with the Clippers, and now it says his agents, Bill Duffy, and Marlon Harrison of BDA Sports and WME Sports tell ESPN. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, Amir Coffey does not deserve to have two agents. He should not have two agents. But what's happening here in the sourcing? Why must both agents be mentioned in the sourcing?
Well, Dan, I'd like to take this one. It's important because both of them had to negotiate with the Clippers in a way that didn't violate the salary cappuccino.
Yeah, it's Amir Coffey.
Salary cappuccino.
Yeah, I got it. If I didn't get it then, when he helped me with Amir Coffey, you know, I was going through my head trying to come up with a GM named Billy Bean. Like I was trying to find, you know.
I saw it in the chat that Zach goes, "I got this," and I was like, "Go, Zach, espresso yourself." You know.
I almost went with. They didn't email the offer to him. They sent it via Pony Espresso.
Mike, what's going on? Mike's still at Ezra Miller live streaming crimes.com.
Shut up, you guys. I'm watching Stadium's live feed right now.
Yo. Lou Dort. Lou Dort, $87.5 million.
Okay. Yo. Now this,
no, 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 no. That's
Lou Dort.
That can't be right.
Lou Dort, $87.5 million.
Way to go, young blood! Way to go.
who has a more cartoon name, Lou Dort or Mo Bamba?
Lou Dort. Yeah, Dort.
Yeah.
So it's like it rhymes with dork.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Is that 8.75 million or 87.5?
You think the decimal is in the wrong point? A 5-year 8.75.
That's American, right? That's
Lou Dort. Starting salary, according to my spreadsheet here, will be $15.1 million. In year five, he'll make a shade under 20 for Lou Dort. Hey, you know, if you need to stop James Harden, Lou Dort's your man. If you need to stop anyone else, good luck.
There was an incorrect report out there earlier that we have to clean up. TMZ's gotten down to the bottom of it. Austin Butler, star of Elvis, did not get into a physical altercation with Ezra Miller in a Tokyo pub. TMZ has learned.
Okay, that's good. I like TMZ now reporting things that did not happen.
Now I'm on chiropractor TikTok. It's not the Ezra Miller train, but I'm on chiropractor TikTok right now, and someone was cracking like a glow stick. I don't know if you're interested in that. I can send it to you. I actually saw this chiropractor earlier this week. It took me
Chris
4 months to get in.
Chris Boucher, guys, he's back. He's back in Toronto. 3 years, $35.25 million.
Let's change some laundry. I'm a little tired of these guys.
Everyone's coming back. I believe we have reached the end of this proceeding when we're getting into the Chris Boucher the live reports on where it is that Chris Boucher has signed. I believe for $35 million, that's what?
That's a good player. He's a stretch big, block shot.
I'm saying when we start with Kevin Durant and we end with Chris Boucher and Lou Dort, I don't believe we've done this correctly.
Normally I'd agree with you, but Lou Dort at $87 million, I think that's the story.
That's a news item, Dan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just the shock of that. Now it said because he opted out the other day, correct? He opted out and then.
Well, here's the question: would you rather pay Lou Dort $87.5 million for 5 years, or would you rather pay Oladipo $11 million for one?
You guys are going to need to explain the Oladipo deal to me.
I'm sorry, he has a funny name, but if his name was, I don't know, Jaren Jackson, we'd be like, okay, he's 23 years old. He defends. He averages 17 a game. Find me a wing defender. And, you know, on that team. I'll give you that.
On the team I was actively trying to lose, he'd average 17 a game.
Did you guys know that the video of Donald Trump reaching for the steering wheel came out while we were doing this?
No. Really?
No.
No way.
No,
breaking news.
It's grainy. It's grainy.
Was he trying to steer it towards Lou Dort's agent? Because
towards Sam Presti. What are you doing? Stop him before it's too late.
Wait,
Zach. I'd like for you to explain to me why you have Trump driving the presidential limousine over Lou Dort's agent. I'd like for you to take me through. How you arrived at that joke?
I don't know that I'm allowed to say that on a live stream, Dan.
Zach, your guy Traveling Queen has agreed to a deal with the Sixers.
Yeah,
we have a local reporter down here in Miami who is reputable, Greg Sylvander, and he is reporting that Miami has submitted an offer to Utah for Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
Sure.
Davon Reed, 2-year deal to return to the Nuggets, guys.
I can explain the Oladipo thing. I think I can explain that for you. So one is just doing right by a player that they seem to like, right? And the other is after, what is it? Is it December 15th or is it January 15th? Whatever that date is. He is eligible to be traded, correct? You can move that. Now, I think there's some kind of no trade clause on a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Right. And so you need some help there. But part of that help might be, hey, we gave you $11 million this year. Agree to a trade before the deadline.
Bring him home, Depot. You know,
they actually signed him. Yes. Isn't there a grace period where he can be included in a trade right now and they can kind of treat it like a sign and trade those at?
It could, yes. But that's difficult. The problem is,
but he got his $11 million though, right?
Here's the problem, Mike. Well, not the problem, but the complication. Because Oladipo's signing a 1-year.
Sorry, breaking news. Shams is reporting free agent center Dwayne Dedman has agreed to a 2-year, $9 million deal to return to the Miami Heat. Wait a minute, Dan.
Shared vision.
Dan, agents Mike Silverman and Brandon Greer of Steinberg Sports. Mm-hmm. Does Dwayne Dedman deserve to have two agents?
No. It's the same agency. Hold on. It's the same agency, though.
It's two agents. It's also a $9 million deal at the end of which Dedman's not going to have any money left because just giving the percentages to agents.
Two agents.
I must admit, this has given me vibes of the last time Miami swung and missed on Kevin Durant. A lot of names that people didn't expect back at Miami started happening real quick. Are these panic buys or are they
the deal before the deal? To our favorite show, The Deal Before the Deal. We'll welcome in our contestant, Zach Harper. Zach Harper hails from Sacramento, California. Yeah. Zach, tell us something about yourself.
Guys, I like tiny home shows. I like shows about tiny homes.
All right. Always great to talk about shows you like on other TV shows that you're on. All right. Let's look behind the door. We got Dwayne Dedman, 2 years and $9 million. Zach, is that the deal or is it the deal before the deal?
Amin, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the deal.
All right. Survey says.
Yeah.
He's right. Ding, 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 ding. It is the deal. That's the deal.
Mike, I I do think when I put together what you just said there, where you said the Heat trying to get in on Donovan Mitchell combined with Stephen A. coming in off vacation and saying it's done to Phoenix, it did make me wonder that once you get to this point, right, once it gets to this kind of frenzy, it made me wonder whether or not the Durant thing to Phoenix is already done.
Hey, I just worked this takeout, and I'm going to deliver it in a funny fashion, okay? Or I'm going to try my best. Well, if he's going to Phoenix, then perhaps he'll like for a change of pace an often injured point guard and a backcourt mate that dated Kendall Jenner.
Well done. Well done. I like it, Mike.
I like that. Okay. Tweet that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, Zach LaVine
worked out so well for him in the past. Am I right, guys? Oh, because of the Nets. That's right. Yeah, did you get that?
Yes, I am ashamed that at 53 years old, I know way too much about Kyler Jenner's NBA dating habits. Yeah, it doesn't make me feel good about anything, really.
Mike, to answer your question about Oladipo, never mind. Okay, go ahead.
He's been Thaddeus Young. Breaking news three times.
Thaddeus Young, 2 years, $16 million to return.
Oh, yeah.
To Toronto.
Who, according to who? Hold on. According to who?
Oh, I'm so sorry. According to, well, hold on. That's with the addition of performance incentives, his agents, Jim Tanner and Max Whipking.
Not a lot of people know this, but that's actually the same Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, it is true. And I remember being surprised Thaddeus Young was still in the league like four years ago.
Same guy. It's
Chris Haynes
same
on that
exact
report.
Thaddeus
yes.
Young,
yeah.
Who is versatile. That same
again,
guy.
I want to ask you guys again, if anything bothers you about the oiliness of throwing these agent names that nobody cares about into these millions and millions of seeds.
So like, my question would be, why didn't Devon Reed agreeing to a 2-year deal to return to the Denver Nuggets? That wasn't credited to any agents. Yeah, Does Devon Reed not have an agent?
No, the agent didn't talk.
His agent didn't talk. Amin's right. Yeah. Like that is, hey, if you get that deal to me an hour before, your name is in there. That is just leverage.
But that's the dirty trade, right? When Wesley Matthews is agreeing to the 1-year deal to Milwaukee and there's no agent credited, that's the deal. You're telling me that these agents just want their name in the feed and that's the exchange.
You know what I find funny is, so I've got my basketball list here and all the tweets. NBA on ESPN just tweeted the Bobby Portis news, but you know, reiterating what Adrian tweeted earlier. But they've accompanied it with a Photoshop of Bobby Portis, a very happy look on his face, and like dollar bills all over falling around him.
Yeah,
and I said, that's what they spent their like 30 minutes on. Hold on, I got to get this Bobby Portis Photoshop right. That's it. That's what they did. Like not for Durant, not for Bradley Beal, not for Devin Booker or Jokic, for Bobby Portis.
Have to.
Are there levels? So like if you say the agent but not the agency, does that mean that reporter is upset that you didn't get it to him sooner or that you didn't give him any other scoops? If it's just the agent and not the agency.
No, the agency is less important. The agent is important because it's my name. I'm the one. I got him that money. Me. Recognize me. You want money? You want to sign me as your agent? I got Amir Coffey $11 million. What do you think? You think I'm bad at my job? No. You didn't even know what Amir Coffey was, and I got him $11 million. Imagine what I could do for you. If you say the agency, it's like, what am I going to do? Open the yellow pages and look it up like, yes. Hello. I imagine that you represented a player and you got him there. Like, who is this? No. Look me up. Call me. Don't go through the secretary. You go directly through me.
I mean, I love your commitment to the bit. The fingers is the telephone. And
so
really, it really was like Daniel Day-Lewis, the way that you got into character there. Mike, what's going on with Donovan Mitchell?
Well, we know.
Why would you bring out the phone now? Well, you had the phone before.
What we know about Donovan Mitchell is he's unhappy. He has been photographed this offseason with Jimmy Butler, We know that he also has been photographed with Bam Adebayo.
I love that. He's been photographed with is such a it's so shitty as a tether.
Spider Mitchell was also wearing a hat that said like something to the effect of "Good times are coming." So he was sending a message. It was very clear. Come on, but
is Dwayne Wade and an agent for the Miami Heat hand delivering Donovan Mitchell.
He's an agent for Devon Reed.
Go Canes. But Danny Ainge is running the Jazz. Is he going to make a deal with Pat Riley? That's hanging over this. And let's just fantasy book this. Donovan Mitchell, you'd agree, would be a hell of a haul for Brooklyn if KD had any interest in going to Utah. What if the big chip that they get back is Donovan Mitchell and Utah is a facilitating third team in a mega deal?
Donovan Mitchell goes to New York, but not the Knicks. He goes to the Nets.
Can Gobert go somewhere in this?
Yeah. Let's say Bam, Tyler, Ross, Filler, and Gobert and Mitchell leave Utah. Durant comes to Miami. And that way you have Bam included in a trade that isn't going to Brooklyn because you needed a third team to help facilitate because of the obscure NBA laws. What if?
Couldn't have been clearer.
Yeah. What if Mitchell and Durant are a part of the biggest trade in NBA history?
Ooh.
What if I told you that the Rep 1 basketball feed, the Twitter feed for Rep 1 basketball has 547 followers, and 7 of them came after we just said that on the pod 10 minutes ago from Dan. 500.
Stephen A. saying that it's done to Phoenix. When Stephen A. is coming and saying that flatly, do you guys do anything with that? Like, he's not somebody who throws out absolutes like that that are not reported.
It would make the Donovan Mitchell stuff make a lot more sense, too. Miami would probably know pretty quickly whether or not they'd be in on that.
Right.
But hold on. When did he say that? He said that Durant wants to go to
Phoenix. Yeah, I was going to say, Dan, he's saying like that the semantics matter here, right? Is that Stephen A. Smith is reporting that Kevin Durant wants to go to Phoenix, not that it's done.
Oh, no, but him wanting to go to Phoenix is that he's not saying Phoenix and Miami. He's saying Kevin Durant wants to go to Phoenix. And if I know, Tom, you're not buying on this, okay? I know you're saying that Brooklyn still has some power. But to me, anytime we're ever doing this, if Kevin Durant wants X, that's what's going to happen. Like, if it's not Kevin Durant wants X and then it's going to become something else.
Well, the problem is also is part of that same report about what Durant wants is – Devin Booker is what the Nets want in return. That's the problem, right? Like that whole statement included Kevin Durant wanting to be in Phoenix, but also Brooklyn's saying, all right, then come up off of Devin Booker.
Guys, I have a big update from Unverified Report Twitter. Okay. Now, this one does have some more bona fides than your average unverified account.
But not a cupcake shop. The tiers of credibility here above Woj and Shams are cupcake shop owner.
Now, we're all familiar with Legion Hoops. It is an aggregator. We know this.
Yes, it is.
You've probably shared a tweet or saw it in your group chat. Ross, the creator and founder of Legion Hoops, who is unverified, has 71,000 followers, has said the Nets and Celtics have engaged in trade talks on a blockbuster deal that sends Kevin Durant to Boston per league source. No deal imminent. That comes from the unverified creator and founder of Legion Hoops, an aggregate site.
I love you saying it that way. Which it's got an air of mysticism to it when you say it like that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that Boston... I'm sorry, Zach, but it's pretty obvious that Boston does have the pieces to make a deal happen. They're just not reported as a destination that Kevin Durant wants to go to. But they don't have to send Kevin Durant to one of these two locations. Boston, in terms of assets, in terms of ready-to-eat meals, they're ready to go. You just pop it in the microwave, and I said that very well.
Dan, you went to journalism school, right?
I just want to sink into the way the confidence leaked out of him because he had something. He was playing yeah. around a little bit with the microwavable meal. He was feeling good.
I think he got it.
Yes, I went to journalism school.
Your thoughts. So now if Legion Hoops Ross isn't verified, but in the profile says featured on ESPN, Fox uh-huh. Sports, SI what? Now, and what? Many more, rebranded back on 622,
oh.
double hyphen, go Nets. That do anything for you?
what I love about all of this, and yes, I believe that to be a credible report because I'm guessing everyone's in on Kevin Durant. I believe that.
In NBA 2K, guess who's else? Who else is in NBA 2K? Kevin who's Durant. That? Me. Uh-huh. I'm what? In there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Celtics. I don't know. You connect the dots.
This is what's so funny. When Woj reported that over half the teams have checked in on with the Brooklyn Nets for Kevin Durant, I'm like, why is it that number 100%? Yes.
what's wrong with the other half?
13 teams have already called the Brooklyn Nets for Kevin Durant. I'm like, that means that the other team should be fired. If Kevin Durant's available and you haven't called them,
the Kings.
Randaviv yeah. absolutely submitted an offer. Vivek absolutely did. They don't have the self-awareness.
Do you guys have? I want you to understand that the moment this came out from Shams, the moment that it happened, Sean Marks's phone started to melt because it wasn't just people calling him because they want Kevin Durant. It's a million different people who want to know what is going on with Kevin Durant. Like, I can't even imagine the influx of annoying calls that the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets is going to be getting all evening.
I can't even imagine. Dan, back in 2016, when Kevin Durant left, I was working for CBS Sports, and we recorded a bunch of videos to be able to put at the top of an article so you could monetize it better, just in case of all these different scenarios, right? So we recorded one for him going to the Warriors, for him going to the Heat, for him going to the Celtics, for him going back to the Thunder, and then there was one more in there I can't remember. And somehow the Celtics one ended up on Yahoo. I don't know why, but so it looked like I was reporting that Kevin Durant has signed with the Boston Celtics. My phone melted in a way that I can't even describe.
By whom? Who was calling you?
Everybody. Every media outlet is like, wait, how do you know this? Is this true? We're trying to verify. Like, I had league people like text me like, is this right? Are you like, how are you getting this? And it was, I was like, I don't know what's going on because I hadn't been on Yahoo that day.
Let me ask you guys, as our goofy, like super excited basketball guys who really, really love this stuff. The Durant going blank. What are the exciting ones to you guys? Durant choosing blank and Kyrie Irving, secondarily, but Durant's decision. Which one is the most exciting one to you guys?
I kind of feel like Phoenix is a more exciting destination because of the proximity to the Warriors, because of the prospect of watching those two teams do battle, and mm-hmm. because, you know, they are, you know, they've been one of the best teams over the last 2 years. I think Miami had a good year this year. Last year, not so much. There's a lot of question marks there, and you get to a team that's very old as a result. I'm not as excited for that as I would be watching him in Phoenix.
I like your logic, Amin, but I'm going to substitute your proximity to the Warriors for an actual real rivalry with the Warriors. Man. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. That would be the best story because they got the appropriate amount of poison. And now you throw the Kevin Durant variable into that cocktail. That is guaranteed to be your Christmas Day game.
What if? Keep your third eye open, everybody. What if the Jaren Jackson news that he's out for the next 4 to 6 months is just a false flag and he's actually healthy, but they want to keep Jaren Jackson out of a deal for Kevin Durant. And then Desmond Bain is in there and a bunch of other assets, but they keep Jaren Jackson. Then miraculously on opening night, my foot healed miraculously and they win the championship.
See, now I think the injury and the surgery are legit. I think Desmond Bain hit him in the shin when he found out this Kevin Durant news so that they couldn't trade Jaren Jackson Jr. I think that's what happened.
Okay. Yeah, because Memphis does have a lot of assets that they could put into a deal, and Josiah would have to call KD's bluff there to go to Memphis. I'm going to say if we want to see the whole world melt, it would be the Warriors. The Warriors might not be the most interesting because they're just run the table on the rest of the league, but that would be the most just billions succession move ever is if Joe Lacob got KD.
What about the Clippers for Paul George? And now he can go take over LA with Kawhi and really kind of push LeBron and AD down again.
I was thinking, with all the draft picks that Sam Presti has assembled, do you think they could get James Harden and Kevin Durant this summer?
No way. No way. They're too busy going after Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
We're going to have to get good at that one. You guys never seen a nickname.
No, here's the alternate route you can take. Just say, I think Scoot Henderson's better.
Scoot?
I think that's the number one.
Oh, Scoot's got a better name.
Dan, Victor Wembanyama is a video game player.
What is that wingspan? Explain to me that wingspan. He's got arms that are legs. It feels like his arms are Sean Bradley's legs.
He's 7'9" wingspan. He's 7'3", 18 years old. He might not be done growing. He's got a 7'9" wingspan, the same as Rudy Gobert.
He makes Chet Holmgren look like Earl Boykins. That's how long he is.
Yeah.
what? Like, so we've legitimately never seen a wingspan like that, correct? Like, there's not another human being walking the earth with a wingspan like that.
I don't think they've actually measured it because it would take too long. I don't think they've done it.
They started to, and they just gave up. The tape measures ran out.
They're currently at 7'9". They're like, we're going to call it that for now, but we'll get back to it and finish this later.
So this was actually kind of interesting. When the news broke today that Wembanyama is switching teams, he left Tony Parker's team. Yesterday was all about the whole basketball Illuminati take that the Spurs are trading DeJounte Murray to Atlanta because they're going all in on the tank, all in for Victor Wembanyama. And they have Tony Parker, one of their agents, on the road already, who is he's playing for his team. Wembanyama was playing for Tony Parker's team, owns that French franchise, and Tony Parker's brother is the head coach. And I was seeing all the dots. I mean, seeing all the dots connect.
And then
today he left and he just got signed with another French team.
Mike has not spoken since since his confidence went into the ditch trying to make the microwavable meals joke work.
What if we made it a Lunchable, Mike? If it was a Lunchable, would that help you?
Should have won Lunchable. Ready to eat.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are you searching on the internet? What is it that you found over there? Have you found are we out of free agent? Are we on free agent fumes now?
The question is not for Amin.
Bobby Portis tweeted this photo out.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. We've got a lot of who says no. Did you know that the NHL draft is right around the corner? And, you know, Supreme Court becoming a religious political arm. I'm very surprised at this Dedmon deal. I thought he was gone. Panic or calm?
Tell you guys, according to my research, the only person in about 20 years of draft combine measurements who has a wingspan of 7'9" or longer is Mo Bamba at 7'10" and Taco Fall at 8'2¼". That's it.
Yeah, but
that's the list.
Do you need the quarter?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
When you're at 8'2".
What about the Rockets experience made Morey like, let's run it back, but now everybody's older and worse?
Well, I mean,
we're not going to do is rip on the Expendables franchise, guys, okay? We're not going to do that.
To be fair, if you're Daryl Morey, you say, okay, what was our problem before? Kept losing to the Warriors.
With Harden, it's now the Expendables, Zach.
I'm back.
Yeah, I'm gambling again.
I'm gambling again.
From Jake Fisher, who was recently on Basketball Illuminati. Sounds like Danilo Gallinari will be deciding between Chicago and Boston for his next team. The Bulls have much of the full MLE to offer, roughly $8 million annual salary, and a hair more. Danilo does have great hair. A hair more than the Celtics, but Boston appears to be Gallo's preferred landing spot.
Rooster.
How does that help them?
They
don't really need him.
They don't. Danilo's also one of these guys that has proven that he'll just take the most money. That's just true. Bradley
But that's
Beal.
Not what Zach was asking. He was asking how does that help them, and the way that it helps them is he can dribble, and he can also he can give you those 16 footers, those deadly turnaround 16 footers, yeah. right?
A little jab step, little fake move, and then just boom.
What are you gonna do? And he's just gonna glow down the court as one of the few guys in the league with gel in his hair.
Eat this 44%.
Yes,
that's what he does. Yeah,
and he's white. Yes.
No. Yes. Well,
hold on. It is a very Irish town. Okay. I don't know that this is just universal acceptance of Danilo Gallinari. It is a very Irish town.
I love the idea. Grant, we did not answer that question at all. On a free agent show in which Danilo Gallinari, ostensibly doing it to analyze where people go, Zach asked the legitimate question of how does he help them? Instead, it just becomes a series of jokes and the Irish history of Clash.
I did see that Grant Williams was on the Stadium Report.
So did I. Been watching him live. He really fills out that suit. It's hard. You got to imagine. He's got an odd body type. You got to have a good tailor. So, there's that going on.
It's got to be awkward when they just are going to sign a guy to take his spot on the team.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Chris Haynes is tweeting out that restricted free agent Marvin Bagley III, not the first, not the second, it's the third one, has reached an agreement with the Detroit Pistons. 3-year, $37 million deal.
What?
Pistons are going to be a lot better. Yes, we can agree the Pistons are going to be a playoff team. Yes.
Dan, I don't know if you were watching the show today, but I told Stu Gatz, I'm all in on the Pistons right now. I'm buying low, selling high later. I think the Pistons are poised to make a run play-in this year. I don't think playoffs yet, unless barring a major move. But play-in tournament for sure this year, next year. Playoffs.
Well, break down some of this for us because people do like your basketball information. All you guys, Atlanta, San Antonio, like these teams, what are they doing?
So Atlanta is putting the chips in and they're saying we need to be better. Obviously, the struggles of Trae Young against the Miami Heat in these playoffs highlighted their relative lack of playmaking. They went out and they got DeJounte Murray, who's an all-star on a really, really affordable contract, around $33 million. Total over the next 2 years. And most importantly, he does the things that Trae Young doesn't do, which is guard guys bigger than him. So he makes them better defensively, perimeter-wise, offensively, playmaking. Not a great shooter, but you're hoping that the other guys can make up for that. San Antonio is similarly putting all their chips in the middle of the table, saying, we're all in on the tank. They got a bunch of picks from Atlanta for this, including some very light protections, but also they are ensuring they're going to be garbage this next upcoming year when the aforementioned Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson will be. What did I get it wrong?
No, you were wobbly. Close. Okay. You're real close.
Wobbly.
Wembanyama.
What do you guys think?
Wembanyama.
As I said, Wembanyama.
You said Waba, I think.
I wrote this on The Athletic. I love the DeJounte Murray acquisition. I think it's everything they need. I think he's great in the middle of the floor. He's a great defender. I think that he can make, ideally, Trae Young has to accept this, but now Trae Young can play off the ball because Murray is a good enough playmaker for everybody else. Like, he didn't have a lot to work with on that Spurs team, and he still got, 8 assists a game last year? Like, he's a good enough playmaker. He's a good enough guy in the middle of the floor. He does all the things that Amin said in terms of defense, and they gave up nothing for him. And I still think they'll make a move, like whether it's Herter, whether it's Bogdanovich, like they're going to go try to get another defensive-minded player in there, and maybe they move John Collins or not. I don't think they love that idea, but I don't think they're willing to just give him away. So maybe he has a bounce-back year. They try to move him at the deadline or in the summer. But I love what Atlanta did. I'm not as bullish on the Pistons for next season. Everything they're doing is the right stuff. Troy Weaver is getting great value deals. He's got good depth now, but that's still a super young core with everybody. That's a super young core.
If you look at this, the Pistons since the All-Star break, right? Their record was a lot more respectable than what it was for the whole season. So I'm pulling up the exact numbers here for you guys.
They were 10 and 14
with a net rating of -2. Not world beating, but certainly a lot better for a team that had 23 wins on the entire year. They had almost half their wins in the last third of the season as Cunningham got more comfortable as a team, rearrange this identity around him. Now you add Jaden Ivey there. They're not good, but they're building. And well, all these teams that we saw that made this leap, whether it was Memphis a couple of years ago, whether it was Cleveland last year, there's always the start, the inception. Phoenix 2 years ago, the inception is never out of the blue. It always starts the year before. They start to figure some things out, and then they go in there, and then they take a leap. I think Detroit is poised to take a leap.
So I think they're two years away. They're 2 years away from getting into that mix. The guys are just too young. They don't have a Jeremy Grant who can sop up to some of those minutes. And yes, Jeremy Grant isn't a world beater. He's not an all-star. But I still think that they're 2 years away.
Guys, like, breaking news.
Yes.
ESPN reporting a return to the Brooklyn Nets for Patty Mills on a 2-year deal.
That's surprising.
Is that a deal or a deal before?
Hold on. Not to be outdone.
You can't hold on. You got to play before the deal. It wins all the precedents.
No, there's another precedent because you guys have been giving credit to agents, multiple, you know, two agents, one player, two agents, one player. How about this one? How about one player, one agent, two different people? Malik Monk is signing 2-year, $19 million deals, join the Kings. We talked about this, but according to his brother and agent, Marcus Monk,
same guy, two different roles.
I submit to you that's a little bit higher than having two agents.
Does he work on a cut rate? Does the brother charge the same commission as your agent, or does he come in lower?
4%, baby. Yeah, 4%. This ain't cheap, man. He out here working the phones. He's out here fooling the Kings. You think that's easy? It's not easy.
I think it's easy. Yes, I do think it's
historically
easy. I believe I can fool the Kings. Yes, I can call the Kings and I can fool them. Yes, I believe I can call them right now. I'm not even talking about their front office. I believe that I could look up on the internet Sacramento's general number, make a phone call, and pull a prank on the entire franchise. Yes, I do believe I can do that.
You deserve 4%. Yes.
16 years without the playoffs in that sport.
I'm waiting for it to play.
I'd like to ask Dan for some insight. Do you see a scenario in which Danny Ainge and Pat Riley do business together?
Zach says no. And Mike asked the question because Pat Riley did sort of on company letterhead tell Danny Ainge by sending out a team vice president to out loud say that Danny Ainge needs to shut the fuck up, which I don't believe has been done in press conference form before in sports. But I believe that, yes, they would if they thought. I mean, it doesn't need to be Danny Ainge and Kevin McHale on the Kevin Garnett thing. If there's a way through Dwayne Wade one last time to bring together old enemies while they don't like each other and they don't want to talk to each other, I believe that you can't get in the way of something like this. When, man, Pat Riley's 77, like, when you talk about windows closing, like, he's still doing this for what? You guys explain it to me. For what?
Guys,
what?
Hold on. I got some breaking news here. Breaking news. So we know that Stephen A. Smith said Durant prefers Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We know that the Nets have demanded that Devin Booker be in return. Not to be outdone, Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Chad Ochocinco, said, just saw ESPN in the news on KD requesting a trade. One of his preferred destinations just happens to be paradise. I've done my due diligence via text, just as I did with Jimmy Butler. Basketball emoji. Guys, Chad Ochocinco made the call.
The basketball emoji is where I was sold.
Yeah.
But he's not reporting anything. He's like
he's telling you he's here and he wants to be heard
he's
and a mover and a shaker.
Put in the call. He put in the text.
What does that mean though?
He's one for one. He did it with Jimmy Butler. Look where we are.
Yeah. He's not just a mover and he's not just a shaker. He's a mover and a shaker. Like, that's a big deal.
You know what? That strikes me as redundant. First of all, I don't know what nuanced distinction we're making between moving and shaking. But if you're shaking, you're moving. If you're moving, you're not necessarily shaking. And I don't
have to be both.
I don't feel like you have to be both. I feel like one of these is enough.
I'm reading up on this. Hold on. You think Kevin Durant gets to Miami by either Chad Ochocinco just moving or just shaking?
No, what I'm saying is this is like the conversation. No, it's the conversation from earlier this week. You never see Vig without you never see the Vim without the vigor.
The vigor.
You never see someone who's just a mover unless you know that person. You know,
the question I have is: does Ochocinco deserve a 4% for putting in the text?
Tim Raines,
The Rock.
You guys are just firing strays in the background. Continue, Tom, please.
Jayshon Tate, 3 years, $22 million.
We've run out of material, man. Like, that's the note. That's what this needs.
Making that player up.
Jayshon has two agents, Dan. Agents EJ Kusnayer and Jordan Cornish of
I can't even tell you where the apostrophe is in Jayshon.
There's an apostrophe.
That's our new game show. Where is the apostrophe?
Jayshon,
It is the best punctuation we can possibly have, though, to this, where you come in with the enthusiasm of Kevin Durant and you peter out just giving the names of the multiple agents of Jayshon Tate that include Zach calling Jordan Cornish the hen. I believe that we should conclude our coverage right there. Jordan Cornish, he gave him the nickname. Yes,
like a Cornish game hen.
Thank you for explaining.
I know how you got there.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.